Well, this is a progress note on last name Mudnal, M-U-D-N-A-L, first name Bhima, B-H-E-M-A, N-G-O-U-D-A, Bhiman Gowda. His date of birth is September 12, 1997. New paragraph. Patient sent for UNT Student Health Center. New paragraph. And especially for Joel Brady, J-O-E-L, last name Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, P-A-D-S-C. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Mr. Mudnal, M-U-D-N-A-L, comes here for evaluation. He is now 26 years old. He does not smoke or drink. He has history of polycythemia vera. Recently, his CBC done on August 17 showed hemoglobin of 18.3. Hematocrit was 52.4 and RBC was 5.83 million. So today he is here for phlebotomy. Past medical history, he was diagnosed to have polycythemia about 2 years ago. The patient had workup and no driver was detected, such as JAK mutation, CALR mutation, BCR-ABL was negative. Physical exam, he is 26 years old, 5 feet 3 inch tall, weighing 144, blood pressure 133/92, he is normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear. Heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse unsective, extremities, no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, polycythemia vera. New paragraph. Recommendations, will go ahead and remove 1 pint of blood since his hemoglobin hematocrit is so high. He is advised to continue 1 baby aspirin. New paragraph. After the phlebotomy, patient passed out. Transiently, he did not lose the consciousness, but he felt woozy and sweaty. After 5-10 minutes, he was fine, and after resting for another 10-15 minutes, he was allowed to go home. New paragraph. This is a consultation on Bhima Gowda Mudnal, M-O-D, Mudnal, M-U-D-N-A-L. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to UNT Student Health and Wellness Center. Thank you.